Hey, we got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today. Scott Tripp from Marquette, rod builder extraordinaire. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Adam?
Doing pretty good. I appreciate you coming on and talking to us about your little company you got started here. Hopefully it turns into a big company for you. I like what you're doing. And for folks that don't realize, Scott is a rod builder, but he doesn't build standard graphite rods or even bamboo rods. You actually do a glass version and tapers that you specifically design, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a series that's in glass for our company here, Mountain Rod Company. And I do also do custom velds with any kind of blank that you would request. But for the most part, it's just part of our series is fiberglass based right now. And it's going along pretty well. The rods are awesome.
And I just casted a little 6-footer that you had, a 3-weight, and also, what was the 5-weight? 8.5?
8-foot.
8-foot, okay. And I'm interested to talk to you about glass, because most people think of the old, you know, Eagle Claw, glass rod, you know, grandpa's hand-me-down kind of thing, which is super slow, no stiffness, no backbone at all to it. So tell me about why you went into glass and how you got into this.
Well, I bought a rod quite a few years ago. It was glass. I bought it because I was tired of my graphite rod. Tips always would break off, and my St. Croix tips would always break, so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try glass, just because people would tell me it's more durable and stuff, so I tried it out, and ever since then, I've just been hooked on it. But with the glass rod I had, it was whippy and didn't have very good backbone, hard hook sets on it, so I created a taper with the glass rods that I currently have now, and the taper is more stiff. It doesn't lose the glass properties as to smooth casting, but it also involves kind of some graphite properties. Good hook sets, strong, light. It's not heavy like the old glass rods back in the day, so I mean.
Yeah, I was really impressed. They're not heavy at all. They feel like the weight of a graphite rod almost. Maybe a generation one or two graphite, you know what I mean? That kind of weight. But they don't feel like old glass rods.
Yeah.
Interestingly, they have a nice, swift backbone to them that makes them easy to cast, but they're still forgiving.
Yeah, the glass is actually a S-glass. There's two types of glass, E-glass and S-glass. And E-glass is kind of like, it's not as strong as S-glass. It's got the same properties. The only thing different is the tensile strength is not as strong, about by 50%, which makes S-glass, which these rods are built out of, that I build off of, the Bittersweet Rod Series. If you go on the website, it's on there. Those are all S-glass rods because I like the strength of them, and they don't sacrifice being heavy. They're light and durable, and that's why I chose to use S-glass on these rods.
And just so folks know, I mean, you're not an old person here. You actually graduated with my middle daughter, right? What are you, 20 years old?
Yeah, I'm 19.
19 years old, started your own rod company, and I'd like to talk to you more about this, is what I'm saying. I'm interested to see how you decided to go with glass, just because it's such a retro-feeling type of rod. It almost is like a throwback in a way, except that it has new technology. So if you could hang around with us, let's continue this conversation in our next Outdoor Report.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Scott Tripp from Huron Mountain Rod Company. Give me your website.
My website is www.huronmtrod.com.
We'll be back with him to find out more about Huron Mountain Rods later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.